Now we're going to move to our Your Stock, Our Take segment. I'm going to let Aaron take a look at a listener question came in on a company called Medical Marijuana Inc. Like I said, the symbol is MJNA. It's on the OTC pink sheets. So they are building a portfolio of investments in the marijuana sector. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Sure. Yeah. So this question was from Brad in Surrey, and he just asked for an opinion on the company and the financial results, which they just released this week. And it's good to talk about this because we get a lot of questions from clients and from just interested investors about the marijuana industry in particular, given that there's the legalization in some states in the U.S. and then upcoming in Canada. There seems to be theoretically a lot of opportunity in the space. But of course, we're not just looking at the hype of a business or the hype of a sector. We're looking at the actual financial performance, the actual earnings and cash flow that the business is actually able to generate. So let's take a look at Medical Marijuana Inc. The symbol is MJNA. Trades on the pink sheets in the OTC. So I'll get into that a little bit later. Trades for about 10 cents right now. So they just put out their first quarter results this last week, and revenue growth was great. They reported $3.6 million in revenues for the quarter, so that was more than double the $1.6 million that they reported in the first quarter of last year. Gross profit as well, way up, $2.5 million compared to only $800,000 last year. But it's from here that the results start to look start to deteriorate for us anyways. The company reported a net loss in the quarter, $2.2 million. Still an improvement from the $11 million of a net loss that they reported in the first quarter of last year. But they also burnt through about $7 million in operating cash flow just in the first quarter alone. And then when we look at the balance sheet, it's not in the greatest shape. About $14 million in debt, minimal cash, I think about $1.5, $2 million in cash. So with that burn rate and that balance sheet, it looks like the company is going to have to raise money here in the near future at some point. So we like the revenue and the gross profit, but to us, this is still a speculative company financially with the negative earnings and cash flow. And there's also a couple other things here that up the risk level for us as well. So I mentioned that this company is listed on the pink sheets. And for those that aren't familiar with the pink sheets, this is an over-the-counter exchange in the U.S. It has the most minimal reporting requirements. So my understanding is that these companies that trade on the pink sheets are listed on the pink sheets, that they're not required to report financial disclosures, and that's certainly an issue. If you look at Medical Marijuana Inc., the company, it's got a $300 million market cap, so it's fair size in the market when you're just looking at the market cap, and it has revenues. So for us to take a company like this seriously, we would like it to trade off the pink sheets and on one of the more stringent levels of the OTC market bulletin board. So there's different levels that you can trade on, and each level has different reporting requirements. So we'd certainly like to see the reporting requirements increased. Another thing, and you know, I know you'll love this, is I was looking at the share count, and this company, as I said, 300 million market cap plus 10 cents per share is what it trades for. So 3.6 billion shares outstanding. That is a huge number. We look at some of these small caps, these micro caps, and we see 100 million shares, 200 million shares outstanding, and that's already a big number. So 3.6 billion. Just to give that some comparison, we talked about Apple earlier. Well, Apple has 5.2 billion out, which is a big number, but this is a 750 billion market cap company in Apple compared to Medical Marijuana. So we'd like to also see a much tighter share structure on that, and certainly there'd be a possibility of a rollback some point in the future. It'd probably be a good decision for them to make. A lot of the times that when you're looking at the share count, in some ways it is somewhat psychological analyzing it, but you also have to take into account that, one, there are rules in the United States which limit certain institutional investors from investing in companies that are considered penny stocks. So a 300 million market cap company, you'd hope to see a tighter share structure so they can get that share price up. But also, it's just going to take a lot of earnings. They have to generate a lot of earnings in order to produce anything meaningful on a per share basis. So it's just a messy share structure. And this is not a company that we don't find it investable right now. We would watch it and see what happens given the revenue, but there's several issues that this company would have to address before we would consider it investable at this point.
Yeah, I'd agree. Too many issues there. Aaron went over most of them, right? And trading on an exchange or the area of the exchange that we just really don't touch. It's more pure speculation to us than investment quality at this point. And we'd look elsewhere in that segment and just on a different exchange likely to find a better company at this stage.